You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy at Mix 100, where we have jammed phone lines with people who want to play the game. Hi, Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
What are you up to today? Doing anything fun?
No, just, you know, mom duties, taking kids to school, running errands.
Yeah. Mom on duty. Yep.
You going to do anything special for yourself today?
I don't have any plans, but I don't know. I can come up with something.
Well, buy yourself something pretty, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you got to go to Target today?
No, not on the list.
I feel like every time my wife goes to Target to get three things, she comes out with nine additional things for herself. Mm-hmm. So
that's how it works.
She's treating herself.
There's supposedly there's like an art and there's a special training that you do of how to lay out items in a store to make it impossible for people to not grab other things.
Yeah, she's a grabber. She grabs. She came home from Target this last time
tell me twice that your wife's a grabber.
A basket to put blankets in.
Okay. I want to laugh at that. However.
It looks really nice.
However,
yes.
If you come into our family room.
It's a thing.
At the end of the couch, there's a basket. And what do you think's in it?
Blankets. She saw it on Pinterest. It's like a woven looking thing. And she rolls them up and stacks all the blankets in it.
Yes.
It looks fantastic. But at first I was like, really? We can't just leave them on the couch?
I never would have thought about a blanket basket before, Nicole, but now I've got one. I now am the proud owner of one. Do you have one, Nicole?
I do.
Everybody's got them. Everybody's been on Pinterest.
When I was a bachelor, there was nary a blanket basket to be found in my house.
You know where my blankets were? On my bed.
And I had some up in like in a closet, top of a closet somewhere.
Huh.
I didn't know you were supposed to display them.
Yep. It's a thing.
Nicole, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Yesterday I did the letter C. Today it's the letter B, as in basketball, baseball. Are you ready? In 10 seconds, we want five cities or towns. This is going to be anywhere in the world. Five cities or towns that begin with the letter B. Ready? And go.
Boston, Bolivia. Oh, my God.
Local.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself.
Boulder, Brighton, Broomfield.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Well, you got one. Bolivia's a country, but you did get Boston.
You got Boston, yep. Darn it, huh? Man. You froze up.
I knew I would.
It's
all
good.
Look, we enjoyed talking to you. You have a fun day, okay?
Oh, you do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. She'll think about that all day.
Yeah.
Hello, Kristen. What are you up to?
Hey, good morning. I am driving down from Summit County to Castle Rock.
Oh, okay.
Is that a drive you make all the time or just today special?
Today is special. I'm visiting my mom who's having surgery. So, being there to support her, it's all good. Yeah, it's going to be a good surgery.
You're a good daughter.
Where
do you
live up in Summit County? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Silverthorne.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Love it. Love Silverthorne.
Very good. Well, do you have a blanket basket? That's the next question.
I have a basket for everything else other than blankets. A key basket, a wallet basket.
A key basket. That's pretty good. I like that
idea. Like on a table by the front door or something?
Exactly, yeah. So you never lose your keys.
That's a good idea. Mm. All right.
Well, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jeremy was talking in the trending report today about the Loch Ness Monster, which made me think of this. In 10 seconds, from anywhere in the world, I just need the names of five lakes. Five lakes.
Oh,
ready?
Gosh.
And go.
Lake Dillon, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, Lake Ontario, Lake Tahoe.
Hey. I was going to laugh if you didn't throw in Lake Dillon since you're up there. I was like, is she going to do it?
The first thing that went through my head is like, is she going to miss the one that she like throws a rock in every day? I do love Lake Tahoe, too. At one point, I considered buying property there back when But now check this out, Kristen. You know how Denver real estate prices have gone nutty? Same thing happened with Tahoe a few years ago. And there was some place that I looked at, and I'm not exaggerating here. It was probably about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I looked at it, and it was $305,000. And I thought, do I want to get this? Do I want to get it? Last year, just out of curiosity, I looked, $1.2 million.
Should have got it.
Quadrupled
in
like 9 years.
Dang.
Crazy.
You know what? I never said it, but you're a winner! Awesome!
Good job.
Kristen knows her lakes.
Good luck to your mom. Hope everything turns out good.
You're a good daughter for driving down for that. If you will please stand by, Josh will come back around to tell you about those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening on your long drive. We appreciate it.